So here is my reading rogues gallery, the criminal intonations committed by newbies who haven't been trained properly and also sometimes old hands who are stuck in a rut. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Get a Better Broadcast podcast and video voice is the name of the show. My background in training people for the BBC, and I've been trained myself with the prestigious Central School of Speech and Drama, and you'll find my notes together in this podcast and also in various books I've had published as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you the sing-song reader. Yeah, these scripts are read with a repetitive rhythm, with a similar rise and fall in one sentence as another. This kind of delivery shows that rather than intoning the correct words, you're merely intoning the ones that appear in the same place in each sentence. Each sentence should come across as a new idea, but reading with the same rhythm, sentence to sentence, gives the impression to the listener that what you're saying is something they've already heard. Yeah? It sounds awful, doesn't it? But you do hear people reading like that, with the same intonation within each sentence, subsequently. Sing-song is wrong, because the rhythm detracts from the delivery of the message and shows that as well as not connecting with your script, you're not connecting with your listener either. Formulaic colouring compromises communication. Zeb Soans is a BBC Radio 4 newsreader and continuity announcer, and he's quoted as saying, "I'm always very disappointed when I hear someone reading the news, and it's probably because they've never been told and they've developed a pattern of how this is how the news should be delivered, and it's a sort of sing-song pattern. And what it says to me is that they're not really making sense of what it is that they're saying. They're delivering it because they think it sounds authoritative to do it in that way, because that's how they've heard someone else do it. And you just have to unlearn all of that stuff and think about telling the story. A good way of practicing is to read something that isn't news and just practice reading actual stories, fiction, and telling that story in a non-newsy way, and then picking up a piece of news and trying to apply the same thing. Obviously, it's very different, but it's a good way of untraining those bad habits." Good words there from Zeb. A way to overcome much of a sing-song read is to vary the length and structure of each sentence. We looked at this a few weeks ago. To upset a rhythm before it can take hold. Yeah? So, let me go through that again very briefly. The sing-song reads, the scripts which are read with a repetitive rhythm, with a similar rise and fall in one sentence as another, is the kind of delivery that shows that rather than intoning the correct words, you're merely intoning the ones that appear in the same place in each sentence. Scripts which are sing-song are wrong. Tomorrow, also in our Rogues Gallery, welcome to the News Channel read, as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and video voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.